Dateline, the UK, July 3rd, 2006. Theater on a laptop and iPod.
PRWebPodcast.com. Visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
This is Mario from PR Web, and today I'm very pleased to have with us Douglas McFarlane, director of the UK Theatre Network. Doug, it's a great pleasure to have you here on PR Web.
It's a great pleasure to be here. Thank you for taking the time to spend with me.
First of all, Doug, tell us about the UK Theatre Network. When this was established, and what is your main purpose?
That's a very good question. That 5 years ago, it's actually July the 1st, 2001, so it's 5 years ago almost to the date when this interview was done, that I, from a blank sheet of paper, I put together UK Theatre Network. Now, it came together because my background is 25 years in IT, working for the companies like IBM, the global banks in the UK, like Royal Bank of Scotland Group, who own the Citizens Bank over in the US. So basically building large internet infrastructures. About just about the year 2000, when things were rather boring in the IT world, because it was all just looking at, fixing things that were to do with clocks, I wanted a change. I wanted a different way of life, and I moved into acting. And as an actor, I basically immersed myself in evening classes and books and amateur theatre and fringe theatre, independent film. I was in an AOL commercial. I then moved on to a BBC drama, and then I did my debut in the West End and the film of K-Pax, which turned into a stage play, and I was in that. So I've really been around and thoroughly enjoyed it. But what I decided to do is complement the IT skills with my acting skills, and I noticed that there was not a lot of marketing online for theatre productions, and often when you would go to watch a fringe play, there would be audiences of three and four and things like that, and I thought there must be a way to use my skills and the internet to actually try and attract many more people to many more audiences into the theatre, bring it out there. And then also realise that the UK has some absolutely fantastic theatre that it needs to be not just seen over here in the UK, but it needs to be seen around the world. Now, often you can do that through touring productions, but why not use the internet to actually take the actual product of wonderful theatre out to the outer reaches of Australia, New Zealand, India, over into the States, etc. Basically, that's been my concept, my vision, is really to get more audiences in through using the technology of the internet. And I've been doing that. It's been growing now, for the last 5 years, and it's now hitting 2 million visitors every year. We're now getting somewhere in the order of 5,000 industry members who upgrade to gold and platinum membership, which allows them to upload their own productions, and then for audiences to come along and have a look at, they in turn get to have their products seen in a wider scale. And so basically, I've taken it a step further all the time. Filming. We've got three festivals that we're filming in the next couple of months, one in London, one in Manchester, and then, of course, the big one is the Edinburgh Fringe, where we're filming a Canadian act that's coming over called Rob Roy. There's a musical, and some big Broadway stars are in that. We're doing a fringe play of someone who's in off-Broadway at the moment, Love Labour's One, which is Ryan Smith's Rogue Shakespeare Company. And he does a lot of verse, etc. And we're going to be filming that and putting that online. So quite a large number of filming products that we're actually doing over the next couple of months. And the whole concept is all about, we could put it onto any format. We could put it onto a Sony PSP. We could put it onto a mobile phone. I've demonstrated that in the last couple of weeks. But also the iPod. I mean, Steve Jobs came out with that in December. And the world went, oh, that's a good product. And I was like, that's exactly the product that I'm after to actually distribute. And so you can actually watch it on the train to work, on a flight. You can actually watch theatre. It becomes much more in your hand, much more available to you. And you can watch theatre whenever you want. You can choose to watch it just by a press of a button. So if you, in the iTunes podcast directory, there is a UK Theatre Network. You just have to key in the UK Theatre Network if you look at the podcast directory. And that will then download a lot of the initial episodes, including BAFTA Awards in Scotland, including Hamlet. A version of Hamlet was done in Manchester, a very different way of looking at Hamlet, as well as some Red Carpet Awards and some the launch of the National Theatre of Scotland. We were at the party, and we got exclusive coverage then. We interviewed the top people. So a lot of archive footage, which is not just interesting to people in Scotland, but also people around the world. I'm liaising with some people in Los Angeles at the moment, and we're going to be setting up over there. We also already have reviewers in New York. Lucy Commissar, who writes for some major press over there in New York, she's writing for us now. So we're getting a lot of the best people around the world, a lot of talented people, a lot of talented filmmakers, a lot of talented theatre production practitioners, and we're actually starting to take theatre on a bigger scale, a much wider, and you know, almost like a social network for theatre. We're competing with the likes of YouTube and Google Video because they provide a platform which is such a wide scale, but we're focusing in on theatre and we're going to be producing that on a regular basis and showing it around the world.
Theatre on a laptop and my iPod, what a wonderful concept. We're speaking to Douglas McFarland, director of the UK Theatre Network. Doug, tell us, give us some contact information, we can learn more.
UKtheatre.net, quite simply. There are a number of different ways you can actually hook into it. If you send an email to subscribe@UKtheatre.net, that will give you a free weekly newsletter, which will give you an idea of what we do. It'll also give you some information emails, so you can find out a bit more about the services on the website, and you can find out, you know, who is actually on there, how you can connect with people. And how you can actually grow your own theatre-based network. There's two website names. One is uktheatre.tv, and the other one is ustheatre.tv. So I've actually spelled it for American audiences as well, so that you can actually go to a different part of the website for American visitors, which has got some animation in there with an American accent because... you know, if it was just myself there all the time, people might not be able to understand me. So I'm very much capturing a lot of interest from the US. There are now 50% of my visitors are actually from the US. Strangely enough, a lot of them are from Washington, D.C. And we've now got Jeanette Curry, who's currently putting some podcasts together, and they're now online as well. It was all about one of the film festivals that's over there right now. So, you know, we're getting out there, we're coming to every town, we're hoping to hit 50 cities in the US over the next year, and we're looking for reviewers in that area who perhaps are actors or presenters, because the way it grows is that we can actually start off with reviews in a particular town and we can get ourselves known through the press, etc. But from there, we then film it using local film crew, film it using high-definition cameras, digitize it, convert it into the format needed for iTunes, and then start distributing it using iTunes, using YouTube, using all the podcast directories that you can find. So you'll find us in a lot of places over the coming year.
Excellent. Doug, this sounds really exciting, and I'm looking forward to it. Personally, I would love an opportunity to be able to have theater and Shakespeare and the like, to have it a little bit easier for me to be able to take advantage of personally. Thank you for your effort and your enthusiasm. Continued good success, and we hope to see more theater online.
Many thanks.
Thank you, Doug. Bye-bye.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.